I can't clear the yellow line.
3 metres 7, so that gets you one mark.
You just need, you know, 30 more centimetres and you'll be done, you know, a ruler's length, and then you'll be fine. Oh, yeah,
she got 5.3 and she's really annoyed.
How'd you do on the run?
I can't remember.
How'd you do on the sit-ups?
It's the only one you haven't really passed.
Yeah. No, I don't even care about passing, I just think it's really bad, like...
Why?
I just don't think comparing yourself to others is a good, healthy lifestyle.
This is the experience, isn't it? And this is what
it's
like.
No, I know it is, but it's just they're used to doing it. It's just a shock to us because we've never done this sort of like competition every week. I'm a perfectionist, so I get really hard on myself. I'm really self-critical. I just don't think competitions like this is my sort of thing.
Right, you need to stop. Okay, stop.
I can't stop. But
you can stop, because you have to concentrate on the things that you are good at. There's nothing to hide, there's nothing to be ashamed of. Okay, you need to hold your head up high. You've been trying so hard. Okay, but listen to me. This is how it is.
Okay, let's go get a drink and calm down.
You've taken on board what I've said.
It's really hit home to me why we set students in PE. But effectively, this Chinese way, they're being told that their best isn't good enough. It just puts so much pressure on them to pass, and if they don't pass, they feel like a failure. And it breaks my heart to see students get so upset